Welcome to Glance Audio Conference.
Oh, April 17th.
Please enter your passcode followed by the pound key.
April 17th,
2011. You will now enter the conference.
A whole lot of, farmland, the sugar out in Sugarland.
Yeah.
And all that out in Katy, they could use some rain.
No, all that's all been concrete jungled now. Those rice fields are gone. Those sugar plantations are gone.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. Houston goes all the way to the Brazos River at Brookshire now.
Oh, heavens.
We have subdivisions in Fulcher. I just drove to Victoria.
Granbury to Greenville.
Yeah, I was at North Texas State, 21 years ago. It was out in the country. It ain't no more.
Oh, hell no. It's
built all the way to Denton now.
Yeah.
We used to have to make sure we went down to Lake Dallas.
And beyond, yeah.
Yeah, because Denton was theoretically a dry town. The problem was it had two universities that were wetter than hell.
Yeah.
That was the entire industry.
Right.
Oh, well.
Well, that and the MHMR...
Yeah.
Hospital.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're on to something on this binding and loosening.
I know.
These two archangels are absolute dynamite.
I know.
Because you can literally unbind yourself. You can bind everybody in sight. You can loosen yourself. You can loosen infirmities on everybody in sight. It's just mind-boggling what these guys can do.
Well, Dave, let me just put something to you now. They're tolerating you having them do it for you right now.
Say what?
Yeah. Just hear me clearly. The whole idea is for you to learn to be able to do it yourself. You can, and you do have the same power that they do. Learn from them, not expect them to do it for you every time. Because if you're going to wake up one of these days and they're going to say, fuck you, you've had time to learn.
Okay.
Okay, so see what you can do without them. Just try it. Here's the phrase. By the righteous power and holy authority of my own, I am conscious.
Yeah, I remember that phrase, yeah.
Okay, that's the one you use.
Okay.
Instead of saying, Archangel Remiel, I command you, you say, by the righteous power and holy authority of my own, I am conscious.
Right.
I, Catherine Ann Malone, hereby command and bind you.
Okay.
See what you get with that.
Okay.
Study with them. Archangel Remiel, send me enough energy, sufficient quantity of binding energy to study.
Ooh.
So that I may do it better.
Okay, never done that one. Okay.
Try it, because they're humoring you for now, doing it for you. And
yeah.
It's all in was, I don't know if Bobby's going to tell us this tonight or not, but that was one of the lessons that I had to learn. And I'm just saving you the trouble of going through it. They're teaching you to be able.
Well, you guys have a few, courses I don't have the benefit of, because I don't have anybody taking me by the hand and giving me tours.
Yeah, you do.
I have had nobody take me through the plains and give me tours.
Well, okay.
You said you talked to Remiel or somebody or one of those.
Right.
Ron, what was his name?
Well, all the archangels, I study with them.
Yeah.
Give me sufficient quantity of air with Raphael. I studied protection with Zerachiel, but I was born a clairaudient. I came into this life with that skill.
Right.
And I'm teaching myself clairvoyance.
Okay.
Using the elements, so I can hear them.
Okay.
That big ticket of discern, discern, discern.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had 30 years of Bobby hammering that at me.
Yeah.
That discern, discern, discern.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wouldn't say just believe anything that you hear.
Yeah.
Without that discerning. But the ticket is being able to learn it for yourself.
Yeah.
Taking the power that they show you and making it your own.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a new field.
Yeah.
No,
well,
no.
It's easy. It's easy as you think it can be.
Okay.
And there's your authority right there. Is by
well,
the right.
Go back to Zerachiel. What were you saying about him?
Studying protection.
Protection.
Uh huh.
All right. How's that his field?
Yeah. Well, he's the protector of the anointed. And the communicator between the Holy Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, and the...
No, but when we do the invocations, that's only the communicators. What's said about him? What's the other one that's said about him? There's two things said about him.
Protect and defend the righteous Acurians.
No, the one about the sentence about him, about he does this with each of the anointed witnesses.
Right.
What is that sentence about him?
Just a minute. Let me think.
First Guardian?
First Guardian.
First Guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations. Communicator between the holy altar and the Ark of the Most Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant of the Most High. Right.
Yeah,
that's
well,
it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I couldn't... You were saying protection, and I was trying to find the word guardian. That's what was... I had
right. Okay. Well, guardian, that's a little something different. That's for the anointed.
So,
now, we, as the disciples of the anointed... are able to call up that same type of protection.
Okay. All right, well, that's a new one then.
Zerachiel will show you how to work protection. But he's an ass. He won't do it for you. But he will show you if you ask him specifically. Now, he does what he's commanded in these invocations to the point that you deserve it. You know, what do you call it?
Earned right.
Yeah, infinitely. Protect and defend all true and righteous Acurians. Well, you know, try telling a lie and holding him to his bargain. Won't work.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But if you ask him to show you the energy of protection and how to use it, particularly in a situation, I remember the first time it dawned on me to do that, I had been studying with the other six a lot. I thought, wait a minute, you know, I need to study with the Zerachiels. What protection? If I'm being attacked,
That's what I got with binding and loosening about a month ago. Wait a minute, we've been doing these other four all the time. What about binding and loosening?
Well,
and we started talking about Soros running rampant, and I'm going, wait a minute, haven't we got an archangel that can do that?
We've had it in each and every one, okay? And I've been studying it for a number of months. But until, you know, Bobby doesn't just offer information. People have to ask.
Yeah.
Either you have to ask or you're not ready to hear it. So, yeah, that's one of the things that he teaches by.
Uh-huh.
You don't get that information until you ask for it. You know, I ran across it being bound myself. Think, what is this? Bullshit. And figured it out. And started studying. And thought, wait a minute, this goes way bigger and deeper. And he said, yep, that's right. Well, you know, I'm not one to just sit on the information. I will put a bug in your ear. And do with it what you, you know, wake up to. And protection with Zerachiel. First time I studied with him. First rattle out of the box. I had been... I was doing some reading in the Akashic Records, and I was attacked by six different entities, and I just started stabbing blue swords because I didn't know what else to do. Well, okay, I got two of them, and the other four ran away, and then a whole bunch more started coming at me, and it turned out that those six had made reflections out of my own body of light to where I was killing myself by the hundreds.
Huh.
So it was weird. Well, I thought, God damn, I got to stop that. So I asked Zerachiel in a case like that, what would I do to protect myself? Send me sufficient quantity of protection energy to study that I would know what to do in that case. Well, I got this handful of stuff, energy, felt kind of thick and globby, and I thought, all right, now what? And I felt it all of a sudden, I don't know how you say it, was like plugged in, like you plug yourself into a light socket, and then it all of a sudden knocks you back 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, that supercharge of an energy. I got the information that go get fire in Hassana just as quick as you can, as high as you can reach, and bring it down into this protection energy. And when the fire hits that protection energy, it sends out a shock wave in 360-degree sphere, like boom, and everything around you is knocked back, far off, way out of your way.
Uh-huh.
So adding fire into that protection, fire from Hassana into that protection energy, sent a shock wave that knocked everything back out of out from around me for, you know, however far it took for them to get away.
Huh.
So I thought, okay, this bears study.
Well, the chief is in.
Bark.
Yes. Did I beep?
No.
No, nothing unusual. They had me hooked up in the wrong room for something with the same number. Anyhow, who's in?
Steve, Gerald, Tiny, and Mo.
Rosie. Kitty.
Coco. Shilone.
I heard eight. One beep, and there's eight people in here.
Okay, I got Kitty, Gerald, Rosa, Coco, Shilone, Denny. Who else?
Ernie.
Okay, anyone else?
Eight.
Oh. Both Dave, sir.
Okay.
Apparently you heard all the women and Denny.
Yeah. Anybody else? Well, that'll do for the starters. Okay, we've had a little bit of a problem with some of our invocations and so forth. Some of it will become clear. Because we don't have a clear picture of binding and loosening. So that's what we're teaching tonight. Binding and loosening, 17th of April, 2011, 13 Nisan 5771.
It's General, did you hear me? Both Daves are in, sir?
Yes. Yes, I got it.
Thank you, sir.
Now, the object of binding and loosing is either to stop energies, redirect them, or set them in motion as we choose. The two main problems are, which energies are we considering and under what conditions? Anything haphazard or a complacent jackassing with either binding or loosing is a sure and certain disaster and a guaranteed failure, no exceptions. Now, let's take them one at a time for an overview. Binding. It means literally to tie something. Little different as sealing a package or a collection of pieces into one movable object. But note, the two of those are entirely different things. Wrapping a package and wrapping a number of objects isn't the same form nor manner of binding, although both achieve the same desired result. Think about it as you go. Therefore, the critical consideration of binding is, what the hell are you doing? Which must be considered in accordance with the actual situation or conditions. Okay, loosening. It means literally to set free. A little different from opening a package or cutting the bonds of bound pieces. Again, the two are entirely different things. Once a package is opened, whatever's inside is examinable, unless it escapes,
and the sights, the smells, and dangers, if any, are open to all. Once the binding bonds are removed from bound pieces, each piece is pretty much on its own, subject only to its surroundings. The outer layers can be removed or fall by negligence, while the bottom layers are still somewhat bound by the layers on and above them. So loosening can be a bit more difficult to achieve in toto, depending, again, on the conditions. Now let's put both into spiritual applications. We don't necessarily have to make energies to bind, nor destroy energies to loosen. But again, depending on the conditions, we might have to do both. If there are already forces of binding in place, we need only overpower those forces and the entity or entities who set the binding, which can often be ourselves. We do more jackass binding than anybody else. We don't have to create anything other than a new direction, and we don't have to destroy anything other than the intent of the binding. If there are already forces of loosening in place, we need only overpower those forces and the entities who set the loosening, which can often be ourselves again, but more often some ignorant jackass or deliberately manipulative entity. We don't necessarily have to create or destroy anything other than the intent of the forces if and when we discern they are creations of jackass mentalities. Now that word discern is going to get a lot of work out tonight. In both cases of binding and loosening, sometimes especially with demonics and Nephilim, the only remedy is to enforce total destruction of both the forces and the entities. In such instances, nothing else will work. We simply have to kill the bastards and disperse all their established energies. The first objective is to discern the energies. Are they binding energies or are they loosening energies? Then discern the conditions, the situations, and the intent. Next, of course, is who is the creator? Who are the creators? Whether a solitary individual or an ages-long creation of fools and ignorance makes no difference once you have discerned the point and know what you're up against. Before you can do any of this, you must first be able to discern. And because you must discern accurately and not with your imagined or ingrained programming or personal preferences intact, the discernment becomes everything in the success of binding and loosening. Now, to this point, are there any questions? Okay. Now, Emmanuel set forth one of the best examples using a near relative as the object. As in accordance with holy law, the family must be provided for first, lest the responsible party be considered to have denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. In Emmanuel's time, it was not a joke. Matthew 18:15. Moreover, if your brother, which can be anyone, shall trespass against thee, go and tell his fault between him or thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, then thou hast gained thy brother. 16. But if he will not hear thee, then take thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Then if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church, which meant everybody in sight as they all gathered in the local synagogue or temple, and every adult male was allowed to speak. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be to thee as a heathen man and a publican. Now, in case you question what is a publican, it's a politician or a government employee, better known as a bureaucrat. Then Emmanuel still talking to his disciples and followers. Verse 18, verily, which surely, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. 19, again I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now note carefully exactly what he said. Whosoever, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He empowered his disciples to bind on earth and have it just as effective in all the plains of heaven. That means if any disciple were to judge, as we do, and of course with proper discernment, and bind or loosen by speaking or just thinking, that binding or loosening was, and still is, just as effective and powerful in all the plains of heaven as that disciple's qualifications. Then, quote, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That actually puts the judgment in absolute righteousness and the binding or loosening in absolute manifestation. But he didn't give permission to any collection of gatherings. He clearly said two of you, not any pair of anybody. And that is where the churches and all their priests, preachers, and other liars fail without exception. They neither have nor can they produce any delivery whatsoever. Nothing. Because they have not endowed with either righteous power nor holy authority of any kind. Such powers and authorities are the sole and exclusive dominion and domain of those recognized by the Most High. We'll get a little more about that later. Now, are there any questions?
Got to change phones. I'm out for a minute, Danny.
Are you in? Denny?
He just beeped out. He's got to get another phone.
Okay, we'll wait till he gets back. Are there any questions up to this point? Is that you, Denny?
Back, yes.
Okay.
Sorry for the beeps.
All right, now, if they're not, that brings us to us, the Acurians. There's no question that all Acurians under my instruction already know the process to at least learn how to discern. Those who have practiced even a little cannot be deceived unless they want to be. We, the Acurians, are commissioned and ordered to be a witness of this generation of Ish, giving us the righteous power, holy authority, and responsibility to judge in accordance with the activity, the conditions, and the situation. We're going to rehearse both binding and loosening by getting direct information from the great entities, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Raphael, and using our abilities to discern. We are required to use our own virtue to discern the instructions, or we're not going to get a damn thing. This is our responsibility to learn and achieve and to do, not the high and holy entity we can get instructions from. They are not going to do this for us, nor should they. Archangel Raphael and Archangel Raphael will deliver the required energy safely and in appropriate quantity with respect to our individual capabilities. No one's going to overwhelm you if you're a little shy of the mark. We must do the discerning and the learning for ourselves. In fact, we're going to call up the appropriate holy entity, and using our own virtue, we are going to discern the information provided. or process is the same as making a belly ball spirit manifestation, except we're going to require the energies of binding and loosening in their respective order to study. We are not going to make belly balls. We are not going to apply any binding or loosening in these exercises. We are only going to use our virtue to study them by discernment. We do need some assistance with respect to our discerning, and that request is contained in the invocation. Duly note that we are not just requiring the forces and energies to study, we are extending our understanding to a far greater beyond because we are out of time. We need to know now in order to effectively hammer the bastards and protect the innocent and the ignorant. Are there any questions? Okay. First binding, Archangel Remiel. Now extend your hands as if calling up a spirit, but do not make a belly ball, and do not charge the area between your hands with anything. You'll get forces and energy soon enough. Archangel Remiel will provide the forces and the energies required, then watch for any safety issues. When finished, just let the forces and any energies go. Nothing more is going to be required. Everybody ready? Pause up. Repeat after me. Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the bindings in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. I command you to now provide and deliver forces and energies of binding that I can study and discern to know and understand, and to endow me to know and understand with all your powers to bind all entities, powers, forces, and energies in all the heavens and all the earths and all the depths, that I may apply them properly and without limitation.
General, are we supposed to repeat all that?
Huh?
Are we supposed to repeat all that?
Yeah, right with me. Did you do that? If not, I'll read it again.
Yeah, can you go a little slower?
Yes. Okay, everybody that missed it, pause up. Repeat after me. And you can do it in your mind. You don't have to do it out loud. Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the binding in all the heavens, above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth, I command you to now provide and deliver forces and energies of binding that I can study and discern to know and understand, and to endow me to know and understand with all your powers to bind all entities, powers, forces, and energies in all the heavens, in all the earth, and in all the depths, that I may apply them properly and without limitation. Okay, now the first thing you should experience is a tightening. That energy should feel tight, just like you're handling a very tightly wrapped package. And if you can feel a wrapping and a shrinking of forces into a stronger and a harder energy, that's what you should be feeling. If you've ever had to wrap a bandage, you already know or have some idea of these kind of binding energies are all about. Like a spider wrapping its prey, it's not going to escape, and there's no limit to the strength. When you understand the energies and apply them properly, there is no limit to the strength of your binding. Now, some of you will feel bodily effects. Don't panic. It's just the energies you're studying. Discern them. They are the forces and energies directed for study via your own virtue. They aren't binding anything other than themselves that you may know and understand. And when you've studied that all you can for the moment, just let the forces go when you're finished and move your hands from the position, just wherever you want them. Okay, everybody got a study on that one? Say when and we'll go on.
Yes.
When?
N.
Yeah.
When?
It gets better. Now, for those of you that have ever played with a compressed rubber ball, when you squeeze it in your hands, you can feel how hard packed it is. Well, it's not hard because of the material. It's hard because it's compressed. And that's pretty much the energy you would feel with that. Okay, second delusioning. Archangels Raphael. The G is pronounced as a Y for those of you crying it. Raphael. Now, one more time. Extend your hands up as this calling a spirit. Don't make a belly ball. Don't charge the area. All you need to do is discern and study. Archangel Raphael will provide the forces and energies required. Then watch for any safety issues. You're perfectly safe. You're in the best hands in creation. And then when you're finished, just like before, let the energies go. Okay, Aquarians. Pause up. Repeat with me or after me. Archangel Raphael, ruler of the loosening in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. I command you to now provide and deliver forces and energies of loosening that I can study and discern, to know and understand, and to endow me to know and understand all of your powers to loosen all entities, powers, forces, and energies in all the heavens, in all the earth, and in the depths, that I may apply them properly and without limitation. Now this is going to feel your women that's ever had a set of pantyhose split on you like run. It's a freeing. It's like everything let loose all at once. You can feel a releasing and a spilling of forces into lax energy. And the loosening energies are not like removing a bandage, but are more like the rupturing of a balloon, letting everything go at once and seemingly destroying itself in the process. These energies are not destroyed, just made to release. And again, some of you will feel bodily effects. Don't panic. It's the energies you're studying. And they are forces and energies directed for study via your own virtue. They aren't loosening anything other than themselves that you may know and understand. When you've got that as much as you can get at the moment, because you're going to do this often on your own, you can let the energies go. Just move your hands from the position. All Are there any questions? Okay, let me know when everybody's ready.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Ready.
Then far here.
When? Okay. Now, in order to properly apply both binding and loosening, you not only need to know how to discern and apply the relevant forces and energies, you need an educational library of what the hell you're doing and the advanced intelligence necessary to avoid being set up and deceived by either demonics, Nephilim, and or CAC manipulators. Archangel Zerachael has an office and duty that often seems out of place with everything else we're doing. But I guarantee any and all, his presence is not just a matter of courtesy. It is a matter of absolute success or absolute failure. Therefore, we are going to extend our discernment of binding and loosening to study and learn the extended responsibilities required of us and all Akurians until Shiloh. Learn it well so you can teach those of the next generation. Archangel Zerachael is both a communications expert and a guardian warrior, both of the first magnitude. He's not impatient, except with respect to fools and idiot elements, and he is as wise, intelligent, dedicated, faithful, strong, and solid as they come. He offers the forces and energies of both knowledge and understanding of what he does to any and all true and righteous, but not necessarily to seekers of truth until they have proven themselves. Remember, Archangel Zerachael's post is between the holy altar before the Most High and the Ark of the Covenant, a path of energy overlooked with as much fire, fury, damnations of danger, and demons attempting to disrupt and destroy as it is with firepower, strength, determinations of truth, and righteousness, angels of all ranks, and capabilities holding everything fast as ordered by the Most High. At one time, he stood between the altar outside and the Holy of Holies and the Ark on the inside. Now he stands between the Ark of the Covenant and Aksum, Ethiopia, and the Veil of the Most High, which is what we call the altar. Now you will sense these energies as you discern, but do not attempt to do anything with them, except discern. Once Archangel Zerachael sends energies traversing the entire distance that you understand by firsthand experience, he'll change those forces and energies to those he applies in guarding the anointed and their disciples in direct proportion to your righteousness and qualifications. Now, before we invoke Archangel Zerachael, again, are there any questions? This energy is going to change in the middle of it. Okay. Extend your hands. Just calling up a spirit. Do not make a belly ball. Do not charge the area between your hands with anything. Akurians, pause up and repeat with me. Archangel Zerachael, first guarding of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the Ark of the Covenant of the Most High, I command you to now provide and deliver forces and energies of your powers that I can study and discern, to know and understand, and to now endow me to know and understand all your powers to protect and defend all true and righteous Sicurians, that I may apply them properly and without limitation. First thing you're feeling is the energy link between the altar and the Ark of the Covenant and everything that's in it. There's demons and everybody else in there trying to raise hell. You'll note that the Archangel Zerachiel and his group have them well in hand. And as the energy shifts, and starting to shift for some of you a minute ago, is going to show you the communications of the Ark and the altar, and now how he uses absolute outright force to protect and guard the, in this case, the Akurians and the disciples. But he's done that for all of the anointed since the first one, before there was even an Ark of the Covenant. These guys used to have to build up a little altar and make their offerings. He took care of every one of them. Okay, when you're done, just let the forces and energies go. Move your hands from the position. Let me know when you're ready.
Nope.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it supposed to feel very heavy?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's a very, what would you call it? Heavy is a good word, but it's a very strong.
Yeah, it was very, very strong and very, very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But Earth is heavy, and this ain't the same one.
Yes, but this is the force that she's feeling is a heavy force. Like you were trying to skipping rope for a moment with something very light. And then try it with a 4-inch railroad cable or something. There's a whole difference in the
mm-hmm.
weight and the handling.
It feels like the hardest perimeter you've ever touched.
Yes. That is one of them, to be sure.
That isn't what I...
perimeter.
I got something different.
What did you get, Kitty?
I felt like... you know how when you touch a battery and you get that zzzz?
Yep.
I had that, and it started in my left hand, and then it moved to my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said, well, it's going to change, and it started going back and forth between left and right. It was zzzz, zzzz, zzzz.
Yep.
And I could feel the wavelengths in between as it bounced off the left and turned around and went back to the right.
Right.
And,
okay.
And it was, I couldn't move my hands. I felt like if I wanted to take my hands away, the electricity wouldn't let me.
That's about right, too. It's that strong. But that is the degree of your qualification that lets you feel that.
Yeah, now I'm feeling that one. But it feels like there's a super hard perimeter, like a guard circle around, and then it
yes.
feels like there's a pipe, a tunnel of... like a blast of a photon torpedo shooting straight to the veil.
Well, it's actually a communications link.
Yeah, but it just feels like there's, it's like a pneumatic tube with the hardest outer you've ever felt.
Yeah, instead of having air in it, it's got something solid that moves, like pipe under high pressure or something.
Right,
like
that's what I'm getting, a pneumatic tube kind of feel.
But, General, I feel just a cool... real cool breeze coming
by. Yeah, that's the tube.
Yeah.
I just feel that.
You're feeling the flow of that energy. So.
Yeah. I feel bees flying by with a hard perimeter and a little bit of tingle, like Kitty said.
Yep. Okay, somebody else started to come in. Was that Ernie?
That was me, yeah.
Okay.
Something like a flowing energy back and forth. But
yes.
That was it.
And if you pay attention to it, you'll see that it's flowing both directions at the same time, which is impossible. But that's also the forces and the energies he uses to protect the anointed and their disciples. So whenever we're making an invocation, he's your communications link direct to the Most High. That is why he's in them. That's what he does. And make no mistake, he is damn good at the job.
Question.
Yes.
What's his assistance with respect to reading Akasha records?
None.
None.
Nope.
That's not part of the communication he helps with.
Nope.
Okay.
That's a spiritual ability you have to develop on your own. Now, would you say that that was a bit of an awesome ride?
Oh, hell yeah.
It gets better.
Yeah.
Well, it was an unknown for sure.
Yep. Well, it's going to take you a while to digest that one, but all in good time if you study and discern on your own. I'm going to email my notes to everybody so you can get the invocations. Now, the fact is some of you just absolutely shut down. That's not a problem. You'll be better prepared for the next attempt, which you will do on your own, and I recommend you do it as soon as possible. Just make sure you have privacy. You don't need anybody else's mind involved, regardless of who it is. Okay, are there any questions at this point?
Yeah, I have one. It may not be the right time to ask it.
Okay.
And if it's not, you can defer it to a little bit later. You were talking about, in the beginning, using these energies, and that it's a simple matter of overcoming or overpowering that which is bound if we're going to loosen, and vice versa.
Yes.
And whether it's overpowering the energy or overpowering the entity, or both. When I sense what we're up against as we do our invocations, I'm sensing something really, really massive.
Yes, you are right.
Long term, I mean... I can
thousands of years of compacting, yes.
Feels like, 100,000 years. So far back, it's just like, how, I wonder, do we really have a chance to pick at at the outer layer of it?
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Is there a way to know?
Yep.
I guess I'm looking for a means of overpowering the whole thing all at once, like when you tear a building down with all the dynamite planted here and there.
Well, there is, yes. We're going to cover some of that in this lesson.
Okay, all right.
Because there is a way that you have to do it. It's a mindset you must have and maintain to be able to overpower these people. We'll get it to you in a bit.
All right.
You're on target. Now, remember, all of you are somewhat different in your capabilities.
Yeah.
Okay? Those that do the most practice have the most capabilities. It's just that simple. But it also takes a right frame of mind, and we'll get to that one. Now, for the PhDs of you who haven't had enough, In your invocations of testimony, we always include Holy Ben Nez and the gates and the winds. Since there is more firepower in any of the winds than most people can imagine, the gates to let them run or stop are equally important and are therefore points of power. We didn't include them just to extend the invocation. To know and understand both the High Guardian, Holy Ben Nez, and the nature of the gates, Pruel, Druel, Album, and Yoduka, is as valuable as any of the other information you've learned to date. Now, Holy Ben Nez is a stocky sort of a build with a physical and spiritual strength that is all but beyond comprehension. He can open and close those massive gates with a glance when he chooses to exert himself. Otherwise, you would never know it, and the gates open and close, but he's the one controlling it. Since the gates are somewhat like huge engines in that they are constructed to do a given job, they must be tended constantly and controlled without error. Each time a gate is open or closed, it must be reset, for the want of a better term. And the reason is, regardless of how much or little of a wind it has permitted, it must always be ready to release the full force of the wind at an instant notice. And they must all be ready at the same time. So Ben Nez is not an amateur. He's not some puss-willy backwoods farmer out there. He is a grand master at what he does and the best in the business. Now we're going to request Holy Ben Nez give us a 10-cent tour, or a dollar's worth, for those who can stand the effort. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Are these gates, when you look at them, like really gates that to imagine, or is it just something to be compared to a gate, if you understand?
They're both. If you look at them, they look like a gate. But the difference is the doors and the gates. These doors are more, they're not like swinging appendages. They're more like a plug valve, like a stopper in the bathtub. And they pull back out of the way and let this wind go around them. And as they pull back and out of the way, they pull completely out of the force of the wind that runs through it when they're fully open. So they're somewhat like a valve in that respect, but similar to a stopper in a bathtub. Not just necessarily, a faucet has a different kind of a valve in it. This one is like a stopper in a bathtub. And when you look at it, you notice that it's not just some little puss-willy piece of equipment. It is a monster, and it can be moved very small amounts, unimaginably small, but it always comes out perfectly straight. It doesn't turn sideways or anything when it comes off. So that when it pulls this plug out, the way the gate and the plug is made for the gate, it is so precision that it can be opened. What's our smallest measurement? Like a yachtometer. It could do that and leave a hole of no more than one yachtometer in the entire circumference. But then they have to be maintained so that if all four winds need loosening at once, or all eight winds actually, he controls them all, they can all be wide open at the same time. And this is what he and his crew do. Okay?
I have a question, Bobby.
Yes.
Are these gates, you know, when we create the four belly balls, east, south, west, and north, are the gates like that, or are they wider apart?
They're on opposite quadrants. to let the east wind run and its servant wind, which is when you see the holes around the east gate. Those are little valve gates, too, that lets the supporting wind come out, and it comes from an entirely different source. So when we call up a servant wind in the process, those are loosened along with the main gate winds. And it's Ben Nez that does it correctly and then puts it back. But they're on the quadrants, yes. If you saw the area that Ben Nez operates in, it's extremely huge, and it's a realm of its own, literally. For all intents and purposes, he's standing in the middle. But he's standing in such a manner, and when you look at him, you can tell that he sees 360 degrees. So, and this is normal for him and most of the other angels. And he can control all of these at one time. All of them. An exact measurement.
Okay, so does he open the gates toward him or away from him?
Towards him, because the gates come in and then come out through what you would call the flow, which for all intents and purposes, if he were standing in the middle of a circular field, the winds would come out and curve and go straight up for all intents and purposes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he is not set on any given plane of landing or level, if you follow me.
Yes, I
do.
So
he needs the east wind coming across the Sinai, for instance, like he did to dry out the Reed Sea. He can direct it from there, and he's the one that does that. He's the target master. And he puts it right where the old man wants it done, so it works perfect every time. But he's the man that handles the gates. He's the one that turns the valves on and off. And
that's
he directs everything that goes through them.
Is this in all creation or just our realm, or... He does
all
it for co-creation?
Mm-hmm. The forces we're calling up, the east winds, the west winds, south winds, or servant winds, and what have you, are winds of creation, just like we do when we call up the great elements. They made creation out of, not just this place.
Would you explain how the servant winds work as guidances?
Well, they do two things. Not only do they help guide, they push and pull and whatever, but they also run a little bit with the nose of the wind, almost like a copper jacket does on a hollow point. It shows up at the same time, but at impact, its purpose is entirely different. The copper jacket lets it get through the first of the stuff until it impacts and then begins to peel off and just mark things to whom the hell it may concern. But primarily it holds the load together until it gets through to where it can start expanding because of the hollow point in it. These servant winds do exactly the same thing. They're completely all the way around the main wind. They're just like an armor plating on that wind, so that nothing can divert it. Okay? Is that clear as mud?
Not as clear as mud, yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay. <Well. laughs>
Mississippi mud.
Yes. Okay, Curians, paws up. Extend your hands, call it like calling up a spirit. No charge, nothing. Just get your hands out away from you a little bit. And repeat after me or with me, however you can do it. Holy Ben Nez, guard of the main gates of the east wind, Purell. Main gates of the west wind, Duriel. Main gates of the south wind, Album. and main gates of the north wind, Yuduka. I command you to now provide and deliver forces and energies of your powers that I can study and discern to know and understand, and to now endow me to know and understand all your powers that I may apply them properly and without limitation, that even the gates of hell cannot stand against me. Now you're going to feel a great deal of energy here. Most of it will seem to be in motion, or want to be, even if under absolute control, and that is the norm in the realms of Holy Ben Nez. And yes, those forces and energies will seem as if they are on the very verge of explosion, because they actually are. Those gates have about the same feel as huge valves or huge air and watertight doors. They far surpass both, but the energies or the pressures they contain can still be discerned by their proximity.
General, I sense and feel that there's a ball of energy between my two hands.
Yes. That's why you've got your paws up. That energy is what you should be discerning. Just like you should have had with all the rest of them. But this one is a different energy. This energy is almost like standing beside a huge generator or motor or something that's also in a cage, because it's so powerful, you just don't want anybody in there for the hell of it. The things are a little bit frightening if you've ever stood next to one of them. And that's what this whole energy thing is like, because he is the man that turns all of this stuff loose and directs it.
Reminds me of the high pressure lines on a automobile air conditioning system.
Mm-hmm.
If you broke open that line at all, you'd have an explosion on your hands.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Yes.
Is that why it feels so big?
Yes. It's huge. The area is huge. What he's dealing with is huge. There's no lack. When you guys call up a wind, we should quit doing it like it's a puss willy off a powder puff. You're dealing with stuff that can upset the better half of creation. And do it with impunity.
Well, I'm vindicated.
Okay, let me know when you get through, just let your hands down.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Done.
That's a bit of a ride, isn't it?
It's not a wind.
But that's what you have to know. These other things that we just went through are things you have to know to be able to properly bind and loosen. This is your background information. Okay. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have one. Will you do an invocation one time and show us how to we're supposed to be handling these forces?
How you're supposed to be handling them? It depends on what...
How we're supposed to be calling them up.
Oh. I will email you my notes, and exactly what I said will be there for all of you.
No, well, you said that we call them up like pusswillies. You know.
Right. In our invocations, we call up these very forces.
Right. So, I'm saying when you
now you
do an invocation and you call them up,
the
way we're supposed to call them up.
Yes. In every invocation I've sent you with these people in it, you're calling them up. Now you've got an idea of what in the hell you're calling.
Yeah. Am I not a good enough example for you? That's what I meant by I'm vindicated. All this
from the east, seven little teens whose servant is the wind of Europe.
Yeah, shall we all go whine? You know, no, we are dealing with, we're handling, for the want of a better term, liquid nitroglycerin that you don't even think loud around or it'll go off. I don't know how many of you have ever seen nitroglycerin, sort of a,
yep,
a yellow greenish color liquid, extremely dangerous. The slightest motion of itself and it goes exothermic right then. But if you freeze it, you can handle it. Or if you mix it where it can't shake against itself, like mixing it with sawdust, which is what Nobel did to make dynamite, you can handle nitroglycerin. But we're throwing tons of nitroglycerin in liquid form around. And fortunately, because we're too stupid to know what we're doing most of the time, or get complacent or some silliness, those people in charge are also in charge of our safety. Now, they're going to quit protecting us from our own stupidities as of this meeting, so be careful. Okay, are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so handling it like nitroglycerin.
Oh, I've got two of you.
I was going to ask you, they're not going to protect us anymore after this meeting?
Not what from your own stupidity.
Oh, oh I see, okay.
As long as you're doing things right.
Oh, okay.
You get redneck or yay nigger or something on me, and you're going to be in a world of shit, and I will not bail you out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe I should rephrase my question.
Okay, honey.
What I'm asking, you said it's like handling nitroglycerin. With nitroglycerin, you have to be very careful, my perception, you have to be very careful, quiet, and careful with what you do.
Yes.
Now, are you saying that we should call them up forcefully, or we should call them up with respect or...
Both.
Quietly, like nitroglycerin?
Call them up with force and respect. But not on every little rinky-dink pussy tangent that somebody comes out of the woodwork with.
So you're saying the intent is more important,
right,
than the
right
volume of
and
how
your
you're...
attitude. We're going to get to that one in a few minutes.
All right.
The attitude that you're operating with has everything to do with your success. I don't mean a little. I mean everything. When you're getting failures, start looking for attitude somewhere because that's where you're failing. We're back to when you got a failure, look to the innate. Because that's what'll tell you where the failure is. Okay, is everybody finished with this? Are there any more questions? Okay. Now, for a final surprise to all the proven knowers who are present, I have two, Brigadier Mink and Brigadier Hedrick, that are on excused absence. So this does not affect them, but any PKs that are not present are not included in this bit, because I've got a final surprise for all the present proven knowers. I love that silence. Emmanuel gave his disciples the righteous power and holy authority to bind and loosen on earth or in earth and have it enforced in all the planes of heaven. I now endow all present proven knowers of the great testimony with the righteous power and holy authority to bind and loosen in all the planes of heaven above all the earth, in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth, and those bindings and loosenings shall be instantly manifest in all the planes of heaven above all the earth, in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth, and shall remain until you, yourself, remove, refine, or change them. that effectively makes you the most powerful spiritual gathering in the history of mankind. Now, caution. Do not be unimpressed with or disdain your fellow Akurians, or permit any contempt of or against them whatsoever, lest you be judged by the same judgment in the sight of the Most High for your own lack and failings, and be stripped of all your righteous powers, holy authorities, and spiritual abilities. We are the Akurians. We're not a gathering of gutless geezers and wannabe losers who know nothing more than gossip and finding real or imagined faults of their betters. We are either the Akurians, the survivors will be, or we are nobody. Now, are there any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got some.
You're quite welcome.
Exactly.
Thank you, I think.
Can we replace the list of 1,800 with the list of tens of thousands that we darn well better not unbind?
Now here you go, doing exactly what I said not to do.
What was that?
You're being frivolous.
No, I'm thinking of a stack of them downstairs. I don't want unloosed.
There's 1,800 that I've sent, and I've explained it more than once. The 1,800 is that 1,800. Some are now dead, some are alive. Some we're going to up the burners in hell, but it can't be done with frivolousness. Be about the business of being about this business. You have a radiation leak in Japan that is equivalent to Chernobyl. You've got a North Korean psychopath who is enough of a problem by himself. You've got another one in Iran that is no improvement. And then you've got one running loose by the name of Bin Laden that if he doesn't do it, he's going to get set up for doing it. And we don't need a holocaust of radiation again. That's the kind of energy we have to contain. And the people on those lists are responsible for it. Please, get about this business. Nothing is funny here. Okay, are there any other questions? I will email this thing to you as soon as we shut down. We've been at it an hour and 3 minutes since I got in, and I got in late. The Sunday training sessions are a bit of a problem, always. Those of you that are not PKs, get in and get about the business and become PKs so that you can have the same power that just went to all the other proven knowers. And that is because you are present at this meeting. We're not going to do it just for the hell of it. Okay, if that's the end of the questions, we can start booting out because we have about 25 chain calls on this thing.
Bobby, I just wanted to say one thing. Thank you for the video. About the food.
Yeah, Diane's music just set that thing off perfect, didn't it?
Oh, yes. What number is she at this week?
I don't know. We won't know until about Tuesday.
Okay.
But she was jumping up. Hell only knows where you go in this crazy business. Okay. If that's it, children, I will bid you good night. Call your name and check out as you go.
Okay, shriek out.
Kitty out.
Little Dave out.
Okay.
Rosie out.
Coco
Gerald out.
Out.
Ernie out.
Pete out.
I think that leaves just you and me.
I think. I'll call you in a minute.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The financial destruction of this country. Drudge Report tonight's got a listing. Half of households pay no income tax. When some talk about tax cuts, and if you're in the group of